Me too.
Yeah, that makes it tough to do double-blind studies.
And let's see. So, what other little goodies gossip did I pick up there today?
Well, Pam has a new baby.
Pam has a cute little baby. It was just such a coincidence that we both happened to stop in on the same day.
Maybe it was programmed.
So she's applied to graduate school. And
big mistake, right, Jeanette? No.
It's okay once you're at the other end. She's gotten into North Carolina and BU, and she's waiting to hear from Hopkins. But she's really thinking about moving to North Carolina.
Sidewalk today in Harvard Square, but I don't know her very well.
What time?
Ask her if she was in Harvard Square. Will you see her again, Ever?
Is she coming back? Was today her last day?
No, it was next
one. Next
one. And Mama?
Yes, dear.
Speaking of Lisa and her last day,
yes.
I need to bring 50 cents to school.
Okay. You going to have a party on her last day?
Yeah, we're going to bring, we're going to give her a cactus, and we have to help pay.
Cactus.
Yeah, because
that's what Hopi.
The Hopi Indians had.
Great idea. Whose idea was it?
It was Mrs. Scott's idea.
When it was Lisa's. Is it gonna be a surprise?
And you know Jamie's father he's going to make an ice cream cake with a Hopi symbol. Lisa's favorite Hopi symbol.
Poor Jamie's father, he's gonna hit up for ice cream a lot.
Boy, Abigail, you gotta stay in Jamie's class all through school. That's the secret.
Is his name the is he the EMAC?
Yeah, is he the EMAC or the Bolio?
Or is he not? Or does he just work for the company?
No, he is the company, Jamie's father.
Oh wow,
I don't think
he's anybody because his
anybody?
I don't think he's any of the last.
Do you want to
is it the first name or the last name?
I don't know. I think they just made it up.
Did you have a birthday party?
Yeah.
great food day, and I was like, Mr. Sugarman, it was quite a coincidence.
What, me?
Just on the day that Sandy's mother decided to get some cookies for the class since it was Sandy's birthday this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happened that day Mr. Sugarman also decided to bring in a little treat for the class.
Mrs. Scott sometimes.
So we had four different kinds of cookies each.
Mm-hmm.
The only one of each. Four.
What is the reason that meringue concoction?
So what was the other party? Everybody had parties.
Was kind of the end of the year going away. End of the year Harvard party going away for our Eleanor and David party.
Yeah, that's right. See, actually, it's been 3 years since I've finished, because I finished, pretty much in the summer of 83.
Mama,
mm-hmm.
I finished my summer today. And
great.
And next week is going to be an easy week. It's about 5 easy assignments.
Good. Well, you just get busy on them right away and get them out of the way quickly on Monday, okay?
And it's good because I can get to one thing today. Unless I get behind.
No, you should try to do as many as you can on Monday.
Yeah, I know. I got all but one on last week on Monday.
Right.
And that was only because that assignment was supposed to last several days.
I know, but still I got the one.
Couldn't have done it all on Monday. The last assignment. Impossible. Unless you can do the future very well.
I didn't really practice it. I just read it out loud once, but I did 3 times. Monday, Tuesday. And Wednesday.
So as usual, even though I don't know I'm working to see you, I have all kinds of news for Alan that he didn't know.
You mean about what else is going on to see you?
Right, like the fact that John's going to be on vacation for the next 3 weeks.
By what? Who's winning in this competition for getting this drug thing?
Well, I think the DEU has dropped out of the competition.
Are you competitioning with anyone else?
Mm-hmm. Competing. I don't know. Well, I'm going to go down to FDA, I guess, in 2 weeks.
Does this one seem like it's going to be a better study?
Well, it's going to be better than this North Carolina thing anyway. That is such a joke. I just cannot believe it.
What is it about?
It's about... Well, the interesting thing, though, about methylene chloride is that the FDA is very interested in, because it's used to decaffeinate coffee.
We should go with the ice then.
And, and, interestingly, McMahon's pancreatic cancer study that was so severely criticized. McMahon's study says in coffee drinkers, if I recall, they couldn't distinguish. They didn't find it in coffee drinkers, only found it in coffee drinkers. They couldn't distinguish coffee, regular coffee from decaf.
I mean, they didn't have the data.
Mm-hmm. And the two industry studies that have been done on methylene chloride have shown a non-significant excess of pancreatic cancer, and they've been dismissed as negative studies. In one study, they found
that.
Why is it that you said the table today, me? Why is it that you know that I'm the person who at least who drinks the least water, and I got the big glass.
Switch with me.
Well, you know, in one case, I think there was, they observed one case of pancreatic cancer. It was, you know, 0.3 expected, which, you know, even I, you know,
doesn't prove much.
Doesn't, you know, I don't think even Steve would make a big deal out of that. But in the other study, there was an observed 8 pancreatic cancers with an expected of 3. I mean, it still, you know, didn't achieve statistical significance, but, you know, if you put everything together, I mean, you start to wonder who the character.
I think she might have been there because, Lisa might have been there because her college is in
here.
Leslie College.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a guy thing, I walked past her, and then after, and a few minutes later, I realized it could have been Lisa.
Maybe you can ask him, see, and ask if she saw some of the dark curling hair walking by.
Some of it turning gray.
There's a lot of people with curly hair.
Dark hair, very short. Look, a lot like Abigail, except more curly.
Glasses.
She would. Do you notice everybody that you walk by in the course of the day?
Sure. Well, let's see if they have walked by.
I thought you bought your thing. Okay. You bought your oval.
Yeah.
So you can't give it back.
I don't want to give it back.
I thought you were talking about giving me oval.
No, I mean stopping practicing for a little while.
For 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Too easy.
Yes, very easy. You know, I'm not sure if the saxophones in their bands are so great. They really seem to have blurted out notes. Woo! And swell and out of tune and scratchy all at once.
Some of those clarinets are kind of squawky, too. You kind of notice that? I know what they sound like. They sound like me. I squawk too. I've got squawky oboes in my orchestra. One squawky oboe anyway.
Who? Jackie?
No, me.
Almost everyone in the band, who was there originally in the band, the instruments that were originally in the band, all of them have, have the melody except in French horns, the clarinets, the saxophones, the trumpets, the...
Wait, tell Mr. Taylor to find you a piece of the French horns to play some of the melody. Has he ever heard you play by yourself?
No.
I will keep you surprised.
By the way, I can't play you anymore for my solo thing.
Why not?
It's gonna be two horns. The very most is two horns.
What?
Every single person is playing solo.
Oh, you mean at the concert? I thought you meant tomorrow for your evaluation.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have something that's something two lines one?
Yeah.
What is
it?
Always
playing.
What is it?
That waltz that you heard me practice, and that's what the evaluation is.
When is the band concert then? Oh, you got your invitation.
That was the mail I was talking about.
Oh, they're having a party in Andrew's Sunday school class next a week from Sunday. Is it going to be over when Sunday school is over?
I'm not sure. It may be.
Because we're all invited to the Longer Blues to a party in the afternoon.
Yeah, Amy told me so far that they're planning about 56 people.
Wow.
Abigail, don't ask me, she just said 56 people.
That's a lot of people.
Whoa. She hopes they can, she hopes that they can eat in, outside.
Somebody is having about 65 people. 65 people for a
56.
And please pass on these. Sleepover birthday party.
A what?
65 people for a sleepover birthday party? Who?
David, he said.
He's just boring. I doubt it, Abigail.
He's having 65 people over. He has a lot of people for something. And the day before, there's some sort of party.
Have you heard about the rabbit?
The rabbit?
Mm-hmm. What rabbit? Would you die with the rabbit in your house? I mean, with a pet.
For how long?
That's what I said.
You're just talking about having this rabbit for a weekend?
No.
Is it a permanent pet?
Not a permanent pet. But, a lot of times it's set for vacations.
Where you borrow, what you do during vacation, you take a, you have to start the class pet, huh?
No, this isn't the class pet. That's not my understanding.
It sounds like the inverse problem, the inverse.
No. He's only, Robin, I think every time he takes for vacation,
okay. Start the story from the beginning.
Robin is
Robert Bergstrom.
Yeah, for summer vacation, he's going to be at Seattle, and when he comes back, he's going to get a rabbit. He wants to know if while he's in Seattle, because I think he's going to go to Boston when he,
The question is, would we take care of his rabbit while he's in Seattle?
Yes.
How long is he going to be in Seattle?
Every time except for vacations.
Every time except for vacations. That means we have a pet all the time except during vacation.
Wait, but they're moving to Boston.
They are? They're going to move to Boston? After all?
That's what he said.
For vacation, they're going to Seattle.
How long?
For vacation!
How long vacation? A week vacation? A 2 month vacation?
When vacations, how long vacations are. Summer 1 week, summer 2 weeks, summer 3 weeks.
That's why I'm asking you, how long his vacation is going to be.
Every vacation!
I think you better check this out with Robert, folks.
You mean we get the rabbit every time he goes on any vacation? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Only vacation.
Only his vacations.
Only his vacations, right.
I see. Now, do we have an option? Like, do we get on some vacations and not on others?
I don't know.
Okay. Move right along to the next question.
Okay. Oh my God, Andrew. Huh? You have a big...
Yes, a human. Oh my. Well, anyways.
Well,
anyways.
Maybe. What's the next question?
I don't know where to start. I think I get the idea. But you don't know how any. The thing to find out.
Yeah.
Is how long he's going to be away and when he's going to be
when you
away.
Have a little more specific information, we can answer the question.
Because the thing is, we're going to be gone some time in summer, too.
Uh-oh.
Right. We'll be gone in
we don't always stay home.
So if we are gone at an awkward time, then we probably can't do it.
Well, you may not need to.
Whose room will this cage be kept in?
Not mine.
Okay. Me. Mine. You know.
Well, maybe we could even keep it in the backyard in the summertime.
Use the cage?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean keep his cage in the backyard.
No, we have a big space in our friend's
backyard. Oh, yeah. Right there.
That's where I'll cast it.
So. Okay, well, you find out more details about exactly what the dates are. Like, you know, like from July 21st to August 2nd, something
yeah.
like that. Dates like that.
Yeah.
And then we'll consider the situation.
But they won't plan all the vacations now.
Oh, you don't know about grown-ups, Nancy. You plan them weeks in advance. We don't, but
months in advance.
But we've got our Christmas vacation next year pretty well planned.
Yeah.
We know exactly where well, somebody knows. We don't, but other people know exactly where we're going to be staying on certain nights in next December.
And it's only May now.
Mama may not go.
Mama. I'll go. As long as I don't have to sleep in an RV.
Oh, can we sleep in the RV?
There's not going to be any RVs on this one.
Oh. What are we doing? What are our
do you? You don't even remember that, do you?
What are our
she lived in that RV.
I know, she wouldn't come out.
What are our RV?
RV?
The motorhome.
For a recreational vehicle. But it's
these
motorhomes. Mm-hmm. You remember Alan's motorhome, didn't you?
Oh, yes, you remember that.
Just before you were two?
No, it was the summer just before she was three.
Oh, it's summer just before you were three.
Yep. I remember I wouldn't sleep in that RV. I wouldn't sleep in that RV. I just had to go and sleep in the tent.
Anyway, we had a big family reunion. That's when
members of the family, all relations.
Well, you can't be a little more specific.
All the members of the side of the family.
Yes, it was all of my father and both of his sisters, and all their children, and all the grandchildren.
And all the stuff.
Okay.
We were one of the grandchildren, right?
Right. So all those people were at this big reunion, and there wasn't enough room to sleep inside the house. So a lot of people bought, or a lot of people had, or rented.
Nobody had. Everybody.
Yeah.
Rented.
Everybody rented RVs, which are these motorhomes, which you can sleep in, and they're not real comfortable.
And they're not real private.
Although you didn't seem to mind.
Well, you were so shy after, you wouldn't talk to anybody. And you just stayed beside the RV, and you never wanted to come out and see everybody. You just wanted to stay inside and read your books and play with your toys.
She could read then?
Well, she had some books that she looked at, pictures, you know?
Yeah, pretended to read, pretending she was grown up.
Picture books?
Uh-huh. And when anybody tried to talk to you, you'd run away and hide.
Except for Claire Pearson.
Yeah, in the RV.
We visited one Claire Pearson. He picked you up. Before he complained, he sat you on his lap, opened the book in front of you, and started asking about the pictures. He succumbed to his charms.
Any more what you? I mean, cotton card for each of you.
they're not hard. The accounting is a little tricky, you know, but I think once I figure out where everything fits together, it won't be a problem.
And but then it's still...
You're interrupting.
No, sorry, go ahead. But that 18-12 road issue, I don't care what Charlotte says.
Sure.
That's not easy.
You should play church bells.
You play a cannon.
Yeah, I'll talk to
I'll play the cannon.
I'll let me play the cannon.
What's,
is
it kind of drum?
No. No, that's a big gun.
Yeah. I know, but...
The cannon's
a cannon.
I think it's crazy. I don't think we can do that. I think that's beyond us. I think he's going to have to cancel that idea.
What?
It is so.
Yeah.
What's the war of 1812?
The war of 1812 was
not
stupid.
Is not, but that's not what the...
That's not what
the overture is about.
The 1812 overture was about Napoleon.
What was this?
The war
of 1812
was...
It was about... Jesus Christ, there was 1812 battle?
Well, there was the 1812 overture was